and Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden says it would be a disaster for Russia if it chooses to invade Ukraine. Speaking at a White House news conference Wednesday, President Biden said he does not think that Russian President Vladimir Putin wants war with the West. Biden said, "Do I think he'll test West, the United States, and NATO as significantly as he can? Yes, I think he will. And I think he'll pay a serious and dear price for if he doesn't think now will cost him what it's going to cost." The president said that Putin had a stark choice, de-escalation and diplomacy, or confrontation and consequences. Russia has 100,000 troops stationed along its border with Ukraine, and the United States and its not NATO allies are concerned that Moscow might be planning to invade its former Soviet state. Russia has denied it is planning to invade, but has demanded guarantees that Ukraine would not be allowed to join NATO, a demand that the United States opposes. Voting legislation that U.S. Democrats and civil rights groups argue is vital to protecting democracy has been blocked by a Republican filibuster. The vote was expected, but it's still a setback for President Biden and his party after a raw emotional debate. Democrats immediately pivoted toward a Senate rules change to push past the filibuster, but that too was expected to fail. Biden has been unable to persuade two holdout Democratic senators, Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona and Joe Manchin of West Virginia, to change Senate rules to pass this bill. Advocates warn states are making it more difficult to vote. For more news, join us at VOA News.